KCSN and KCSN HD2, the official launch of the Latin Alternative channel here in Los Angeles today. And what is a more fitting way to launch this channel and, of course, to celebrate music on KCSN itself than to welcome our guest, Los Lobos. Gentlemen, we can't thank you enough for coming out today. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you doing?
It only took 40 years, and finally, in the city of Los Angeles, there's going to be a radio station that's playing what we've broadly dubbed Latin alternative music, as well as KCSN with its AAA format. And boy, does that owe a great and huge credit to the work you've done throughout the years. And it's so fitting to have you here to help us launch this radio station. Why don't we give them a taste of Los Lobos music, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about a career that is storied like few others with Los Lobos live on 88.5 KCSN and thelatinalt.org.
Somos los de abajo y no se va a negar, como perros en la noche sin una luna a ladrar. Los bajos de los puentes y abajo de la sombra, y abajo de tus narices y abajo de la alfombra. Pero les digo, tengan cuidado, la venganza que llegará, la venganza que llegará, la venganza de los pelados. El diablo no se amó, pero nadie sabe qué, pero nadie nos mandó. Y escondan las memorias y la plata y el pan, y los vamos de tu querer, pero nunca podrán. Pero les digo, tengan cuidado, la venganza que llegará, la venganza que llegará, la venganza de los pelados.
It is 88.5 KCSN and KCSN HD2, the LatinAlt.org. Two celebrations are taking place this week. One, we are celebrating 40 years of Los Lobos. And two, we are launching the LatinAlt.org and the HD2 channel today with our guest Los Lobos. I can't get my head around 40 years, largely because I've been listening to you and been part of your fan base for all those years. That's a big number. 40 years ago, Louis came in about a year ago, and we talked about when you proverbially crossed the river and started going to places like The Mask. Can you go back and reminisce on going back to that place and time and what it was like to come in from East L.A. and try to make your mark in Hollywood, even let alone the rest of the world?
Well, at that time, you know, we were playing weddings and stuff, and you know, on the East Side, we played all over town, but all over up and down California, we played a lot of the colleges, and that all dried up, and you know, with Reaganomics and things, and so we ended up playing in restaurants, and that got old.
Yeah.
So out of frustration, we tried to make it across the river to, you know, at that time too, it was, you know, there was punk rock was going on, but there was also like, you know, roots rock movement, and a lot of that stuff was happening. So it seemed like the right time to try something. So that's what we did.
And you mentioned the fact that there was an amalgamation of different styles of music. One, I know early on the Blasters abetted your cause, and one of the members of the Blasters would become one of the members of Los Lobos and Steve Berlin. And I imagine that scene helped shape a direction, at least an initial direction of Los Lobos at the time, because you realized you could draw on a lot of different influences. You had been playing. What were you playing before you made that cross? What style of music, when you were working those colleges, when you were working those weddings, what kind of music would you be playing? How would you describe it?
Well, it was Mexican folk music. I mean, that's the reason why we started this band. It's just to get involved with the folk stuff. And that's what we did for 10 years. And well, a little under 10 years. And but of course, we were young rock and roll kids.
Right.
I mean, we had rock bands right before we started Los Lobos. So, but we went all acoustic and just did the whole Mexican folk vibe thing, you know. And
I remember Louis mentioned it earlier that when we talked, it was something where you were doing rock things. You were doing things that, you know, every teenager on the block was listening to. You'd be playing different covers, but there was a part of your inherent, I guess, familial, some of your cultural sensibilities made you want to go and try something different, which was the Mexican folk music approach, which I imagine for kids that age, I don't know how many kids were doing it, at least outside of the neighborhood.
Everybody was... Yeah, we were all young, man, and then there was no young kids getting involved with their heritage, you know, with music and the cultural thing, you know, and we just happened to like that. When we, you know, I remember always being open to the fans of all different types of genres of music,
right?
From you know, cowboy music, you know, to a lot of blues and rock and roll and stuff, but you know, this gave us an opportunity to sort of get involved with our heritage, and we got deep and involved in the Mexican culture and the music, and we started realizing and discovering that it was not only challenging, but it was beautiful music, you
know?
So we went right into it deep, and we forgot about rock and roll for about 9-10 years, you know.
But we still looked like canned heat.
So, but you've shaved the beard, so yeah, you know, not as much anymore.
Well, yeah.
The notion of what would become Los Lobos music has never stopped, and that continues to evolve. And we're going to talk about that next. I mean, the fact that you know, where we're applauding and feeling it so fitting that you are the forefathers of what we would consider to be Latin alternative. You know, it's sad, sad irony that last week Lou Reed passed away and so much praise was given to him for his influence as a forefather of the alternative movement. Certainly, you are the forefathers of a Latin alternative movement, and thankfully you're here live with us today and playing and celebrating, and we couldn't appreciate it more. What do you want to play for us next?
Well, we're going to sing one in Spanish for you. This is a cumbia, so let's see if we could, I guess, everybody cumbia.
Vamos al dance, a pachanguear. Voy con los vatos de mi clantón. Voy a encontrar a mi querer. A tirar chancla, que sabrosón. Que suave está esta canción. Esta rola del corazón. Porque a bailar soy muy feliz. A chiquitita, tú eres la razón. Qué bonito suena esta cumbia, cumbia. Los ratos le gustan. La chucos cumbia, qué bonito suena esa cumbia, cumbia. Los matos le gustan. La chucos cumbia. Vamos al club a pachanguear. Vamos los vatos de mi clantón. Voy a encontrar a mi querer. A tirar chancla, que sabrosón. Que suave está esta canción. Esta rola del corazón. Porque a bailar soy muy feliz. A chiquitita, tú eres la razón. Qué bonito suena esta cumbia, cumbia. Los ratos le gustan. La chucos cumbia, qué bonito suena esta cumbia, cumbia. Los ratos le gustan. La chucos cumbia. Ajá.
It is 88.5 KCSN and KCSN HD2, the LatinAlt.org. We are celebrating the 40th anniversary of Los Lobos as they perform live in session, and we are celebrating the official launch of the LatinAlt.org, our new side channel here at KCSN. You've spent 40 years, and you haven't rested ever on your laurels. You've continued to improvise and develop your musical palette. It's been an inclusive one. We talked about early on the punk and Americana slash roots. You made records like Kiko, which was a genre-bending record that was stood on its own. There is no handle to put on a record like that. You've even made children's record. So you've not wasted any of the 40 years. What really has inspired you as you've grown as artist and caused you to take the different turns and twists that you continually do? What's been the source? Is that an internal sense, or is it sometimes what you're hearing in the zeitgeist outside and just it starts to inform your sense of music?
We steal from everywhere. growing up in L.A., it was that's how it always was. My brother, my older brother played in bands, and they would play weddings and things, and he'd play whatever they'd play some James Brown, they'd play some Chuck Berry, and they'd, play cumbias and boleros. It was all mixed together. So I just, grew up listening to music that way. And at that time, too, it was just, radio was healthy back then.
Right.
You could hear Slim Harpo and Jimmy Reed was still on AM radio, it was pretty.
So we grew up with all, like I said before, just grew up loving all kinds of different styles of music. And along our career, we've been challenged to, hey, can you guys do this? Well, yeah, we can do that, or can you play blues? Yeah, well, we can play, grew up with all the best of them, and the Mexican folk music and all different types of American folk music. And, it's just kind of, we've used all of that, all of those influences throughout the years to sort of stretch out and do things, pay homage to all of those great, cool records and stuff, so
I mentioned your sense of improvisation, which in your live shows, you've become legendary for being able to take whatever we think of as the version of Los Lobos songs or other songs. You've covered friends of yours, the Grateful Dead and others, mm-hmm. and put twists and turns every night into a performance. That part of being a live band, we're feeling that today as we have you, comfortably and closely aligned in the performance studio of KCSN. I guess all those years of touring together, you have this innate sense of you can stop and turn on a dime on any song, because I'm watching you even in this setting, and I'm seeing everybody read each other as you perform. That performing, there must be a special place when all of you get on a stage together and start to perform, knowing you can make those moves at will almost. What is the live performance become for you, and how do you guys stay engaged every night when you do a different show? Do you bring a different set list to every show? Do you change up in the middle of a show? How's that work?
Well, we used to do the list, the song list for the evening and stuff. I mean, we've gone through that, and then we've gone through years of not doing it, and so we go back and forth. But doing a show and just getting up there and just kind of calling off the songs, I think it keeps us more on the edge and keeps us going. It's just cool. It's just better.
It's like the Peyton Manning method, right?
Yeah.
You read the defense, and then you go up and you make sure everyone heard the signal.
There you go. Yeah.
a big part of our, a big influence on us growing up was, Jimi Hendrix and, Cream. And so that whole tradition was, we started jamming when we were kids, little kids, in the living room. With
garage bands.
Yeah, just garage bands, really. So, it's we're lucky to, we came up at a good time, I think.
Well,
yeah, we did.
And you mentioned earlier something that certainly we can relate to on the KCSN side, the fact that when you came up, there was a radio that embraced all different kinds of music and all different styles of music on one spot on the dial, and that's something we're trying to build with KCSN, and now we're extending that to the KCSN Latin Alt channel to where it is an inclusive sense where you don't, you know, you get it all in one place.
Yeah, that's cool. See, it's like the 60s, man. KRLA.
Right.
You know, had all that stuff. You'd hear everything. You'd hear Led Zeppelin song, and then you'd hear Aretha Franklin and James Brown, you know. And that's what we grew up with. And then, like, you know, there was KGFJ. For me, was like the R&B station. And, you know, between those two stations, you know, you'd get everything. It's cool, you know?
Well, we're going to try to make it that you have two new stations where it's just like it used to be, and one's going to be just like it's going to be.
There you go.
And that's KCSN and KCSN HD2, the LatinAuth.org. We're going to talk about the show and your new record after this last one you're going to perform. What do you think you want to play for us to really celebrate today?
Well, this song is off the last record we recorded, Tin Can Trust. This is the...
It's called Tin Can Trust.
Tin Can Trust. This is the title track, I guess. Wait a moment.
Here we go.
Thank you.
It is 88.5 KCSN and KCSN HD2, the LatinAlt.org. We have launched the LatinAlt.org in the most fitting fashion that we could ever have dreamed of by having the great talents of Los Lobos perform live in session for us today. David, Cesar, Louis, Conrad, Stephen, Bugs. It's been a blessing. It really has been a blessing to have you come in and perform. I can't tell you how much we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us, man.
And now, tomorrow night, if you're one of the fortunate few that are going to be able to see this historic show in which they celebrate 40 years of music at the Whiskey A Go-Go, you are quite fortunate. But if you do not have a ticket for that, you are still going to get to hear that magic because we are going to rebroadcast that live show on Friday night at 10 o'clock on both KCSN and KCSN HD2, the LatinAlt.org. Once again, Los Lobos, it means so much, and it is so fitting that you were the ones to be able to launch the LatinAlt.org, and we thank you ever so much. Thanks again.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We appreciate it, man. Thank you.
It is 88.5 KCSN and KCSN HD2, the LatinAlt.org.